DW.
Sie hat jetzt ganz professionell elektrisches Messer.
She's using a very professional electric knife, as you can hear now. Like the kind you would find at a Turkish kebab stand in Germany.
Kebabbude beim Original Türken sozusagen.
Döner kebab. This dish, which originated in Turkey and was reinvented by a Turkish immigrant in Germany, consists of grilled meat, shaved off a giant spit and put into bread with lots of sauce and salad. And these days, it is almost as common in Vietnam as pho.
Also, jetzt beiß ich rein und...
All right, now I'm taking a bite. Okay, this is the classic Vietnamese experience of a kebab. You've got ketchup, mayonnaise, and the sweet and sour sauce that you'd never find at a Turkish stand.
So nicht benutzt werden würde.
Christian Oster knows what he's talking about. The German has been living in Vietnam for the past 15 years. In 2002, when he was the restaurant manager of the Goethe-Institut in Hanoi, he helped devise a concept to put a döner stand up outside the restaurant as a cheap and exotic meal for Vietnamese students that were learning German over there.
In den Städten, da ist man fasziniert vom Fleisch.
In the cities, people are fascinated by meat. And when that meat is turning on a spit, they really want it. And that's how we came up with the idea, in collaboration with the then caretaker of the Goethe-Institut, Tran Minh Ngoc.
Die Kebab-Connection sozusagen geworden.
Also mein Name ist Tran Minh.
My name is Tran Minh Ngoc. Ngoc is my first name, but because it's hard to pronounce, I always say Tran Minh. It's better for Europeans and for foreigners.
That is better for the Europeans.
I meet Tran Minh in his peaceful restaurant on the outskirts of Vietnam's capital, Hanoi. I ask him to tell me his story.
I come aus North Vietnam. Ich bin in Hanoi geboren. Ich bin Hanoi Anwohner. Ja.
I'm from North Vietnam. I was born in Hanoi, where I also live now. I went to the Czech Republic to study, and when communism ended in 1989, I went to Germany.
System was los, und dann kam ich nach Deutschland.
During the 80s, a lot of people from communist Vietnam worked or studied in communist states in Europe. But when the Iron Curtain fell, many decided to move west, to countries like Germany or the Netherlands.
In dieser Zeitpunkt, dass sie in Vietnam war, noch schwierig zu leben.
Life in Vietnam was still hard at that time, so we made the right choice. We went to Western countries where we learned a lot, worked a lot, and made good money, so we could improve life in Vietnam.
Das Leben zu verbessern in Vietnam.
Ngoc was working long hours in a wine cellar.
Genau wie die deutsche Leute, das,
And just like the Germans, we had little time to cook at home, so we also ate doner kebabs.
Döner kebab.
The fast food became his favorite meal, but in 1997 he had to bid it farewell. Ngoc's wife was homesick, so they decided to go back to Vietnam. But returning home wasn't easy.
Das ist hat in Deutschland ein Sprichwort.
In Germany, there's a saying that everything is difficult at the start. But we put in a lot of effort and planned well, and now we have a good life with the Vietnamese.
Leben mit die Vietnamesen zusammen. Ja.
Ngoc found a job at the Goethe-Institut in Hanoi. And when he heard about Christian Oster's plan for the döner kebab, he saw great business opportunity. Together with the Goethe-Institut director, the two men tailored the kebab concept to better suit Vietnamese tastes and budgets.
I didn't use lamb because it was too expensive. I used pork. It's cheaper and the Vietnamese really like it.
As for the sandwiches, they used baguette, which the Vietnamese inherited from their French colonizers. The döner kebab stand outside the Goethe Institute was such a success that Ngoc quickly opened more.
I had 10 stands. They were outside supermarkets, and a lot of people came to buy from them.
In the first 3 years, Tran Minh Ngoc made good money with his fast food. But it wasn't long before potential competitors noted his success. They began to copy his concept, and within no time there were almost 1,000 kebab stands, just in Hanoi. That meant Ngoc's venue was no longer profitable enough, so he sold up and invested his money in a new project. But he has no hard feelings.
I'm proud of what I did. And thanks to my idea, a lot of poor people can make a good living from selling kebabs.
Back to Christian, who, besides shaping the kebab concept and importing the necessary equipment from Germany, didn't get involved in the döner business. Do you ever feel like it was a missed chance?
Das habe ich nie gedacht, aus einem ganz einfachen Grunde.
No, I never thought that, because I wasn't really interested in chasing around after lumps of meat. Developing the concept is great, though.
Konzept entwickeln, das ist schön.
So, no regrets there. But do you guys actually still eat a döner kebab yourselves every now and then?
Ja, wenn man Hunger hat, isst man das ganz gerne.
Yes, when I'm hungry, I enjoy eating it.
Kann man gut essen.
Ich esse so fast 3 Stück in der Woche.
I eat it almost 3 times a week. It's still my favorite meal.
Meine Lieblingsessen, ja. Ja.
This report was brought to you by DW.